This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional Special. We're looking at Psalm 91 in detail, in microscopic detail, in fact. And yesterday, or rather the day before yesterday, we looked at Psalm 91 and verse 1. Today, we're taking a look at verse 2. It says this: "This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him." I'll say that again. "This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him." I'm going to get us to do that together. I want you to repeat these words after me. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This psalm, many scholars are attributing to Moses. They're saying that Moses wrote this psalm. Now, I have no idea. All I know is it's incredibly powerful. I have no idea who wrote it, but I just know this. If Moses did indeed write this, let's for just one second attribute it to him. He's already said, "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty." He says it in verse 1, but right now he's saying, "This I declare about my Lord." He's making a declaration. It's almost as though he's standing there on top of a mountain, and he's got a trumpet in his hand. And he blows that trumpet. He blows that trumpet. And he is heralding something right now. And he's saying to the 1.5 million people, the children of Israel, who have just come out of captivity from Egypt, he's declaring this to them. Remember, as I say, there was 1.5 million people under Moses' care. And he declares this in a loud, triumphant voice. And remember, there were no PA systems. There were no microphones. He must have yelled this at the top of his voice. "This I declare about the Lord." Are you listening to me? Children of Israel, those who are listening to Worship Radio 247, are you listening to me? This is a herald. "This I declare about the Lord." Watch this. "He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him." That is the declaration that is being heralded to you today. And all you've got to do is agree. All you've got to do is say, "Yeah, that applies to me." All you've got to do is begin to live it. Do you remember in the Hour One Nugget today, we were talking about trust, trusting and obeying. And this follows on. This follows on so neatly. Because he says, "He alone is my refuge, my place of safety." That time when you are in trouble, you don't know what to do, We know that David, during his battles with Saul, hid in a rock. He was so scared. He was so frightened. He was petrified. And maybe David declared something very similar to this. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. As he lay there, as he was hiding, as he was quaking in that cave. Oftentimes, when I have been in trouble, I've been saying, Lord, help me. Help me, Father. I don't know what to do in this situation. I am scared. I'm alone. I'm lonely. What should I do? And this verse comes to mind. He alone is my refuge. He alone is my place of safety. When I have nowhere to turn, when I don't know what to do, when I'm jaded, when I'm alone, when I'm frightened and scared,